Decades ago, the Bible was systematically removed from the public schools aid.
There is still constantly Bible reading and prayer recitation in the public schools.
The Supreme Court has made a judgment.
Why do they put the battleground in the public schools?
The most transformative book in all of human history, banned from the one place we educate 90% of our population.
The Bible's impact is hard to overestimate. It's the foundation of modern science.
Faith and common sense is really nonsense, and it is destroying all the beautiful things the Bible had brought to the Christian civilization.
Yeah, it's a problem. But what if the separation of church and state has been widely misunderstood? And what if the solution to reintegrate the Bible into the public school day has been right under our nose for the last 70 years?
It's not atheism that's going to bring peace to the world.
The Bible, as the key resource in every child's education, is indispensable.
There's a way to bring it back. Many call it a movement. Others call it a loophole. A loophole so big, you could drive a bus through it.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey, friends, family in Christ, thank you for tuning in, for praying and sharing the podcast. I know by this trailer you just watched, you know what the topic is going to be today. We're going to talk about LifeWise Academy and off school property is a new project coming out October 23rd. It's a film you can see. I'm going to talk to Joel Penton in a minute, but I wanted to go by one of the stats again. Where was it? 90%. This is shocking to me. And I consider myself somewhat informed. 90% of U.S. kids, that's about 50 million, attend government-run schools, public schools. So the film, produced by LifeWise Academy, directed by Dove and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Nate Lundquist, the film traces the cultural and educational decline in America since the Bible was removed from public schools. It spotlights a rapidly growing movement to bring Scripture back to students during the school day through what is called released time religious instruction. This is happening, and I'm going to bring in Joel Penton right now. This brother is a former defensive tackle for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and he is the author of three books. He's the founder and CEO of LifeWise Academy, and what they're doing is really amazing, friends. This is a groundbreaking program providing Bible education to students in over 1,000 public schools across the country during school hours. And I want to bring Joel Penton in and tell us more about it. Brother, good to see you.
Thanks for having me, David.
Thank you for your time today, brother. So, okay, before we get to this fascinating movement, what you guys are doing is really outstanding. And I think a lot of our viewing audience and a lot of our listeners are on board like 100%. But we've got to take care of something here. I grew up in Michigan, so I'm a Wolverines fan. You're a Buckeye. You're in Columbus, Ohio. But I have to say, I always say this to friends. I warn people about idolatry, whether it's pro sports, college sports. A couple years ago, when some of your guys on the Buckeyes, actually a lot of players, were believers in Christ, outspoken Christians, and I was really encouraged by these young men of God. I would just love for you to share a little bit about what you know about what was going on. And if it's still going on, do they have a good chaplain? Is it the coach? Was it just that one group? Because I was rooting for Ohio State, believe it or not. Yes, Michigan fans, don't hate me. Joel, tell us a little bit about that before we jump into LifeWise Academy.
Yeah, well, it has been very exciting to see the spiritual fruit on Ohio State's campus, particularly through the Ohio State football team.
Yeah.
I think what it is, I said fruit intentionally because I think it is fruit from the seeds that were faithfully watered, planted, and then watered over the last really couple decades. When I got to Ohio State in 2002, there was already a strong Bible study, ministry leaders who were pouring into the student athletes. We always saw fruit from that in the lives of the student athletes, but also in outreach. But they have been faithfully doing that year after year after year. And by God's grace and through the move of God's Spirit, just in the last several years, we've really seen that flower. We've really seen that grow. And it's manifested in some major outreach that now 2 years in a row, they've held these campus-wide major outreaches with college football players sharing their testimonies. There's been impromptu baptisms. I mean, it's just been incredible to see the impact.
Yeah, I've been really encouraged. I mean, this younger generation, maybe Generation Z, I think we lost it. When it comes to the millennials, I don't think we handled that right. But Generation Z seems to be seeking spiritual truth, maybe God, maybe they're more open. It's really fascinating. And one more thing, I was watching Michigan game last weekend after the game, and they rarely ever show this, college or pro. There were a lot of players gathered at midfield praying, kneeling and praying. And I thought, wow, that's really encouraging when there were so many players. I would say maybe 30 or 40 players were praying. And you know that probably happens every game, I'm guessing, to some degree, pro or college, but they actually showed that. So we're in an interesting time here, Joel, which now we have to turn over to LifeWise Academy and find out what you're doing, because the subtitle here is almost as important as the title itself, Off School Property, which is in theaters October 23rd. The subtitle, ready, friends? Solving the Separation of Church and State. Joel Penton, I wrote a book several years ago. One of the books I wrote, one of the chapters, I called it The Separation of Christianity and State, because that's essentially what's been happening in America since you took God, the Bible, voluntary prayer, Ten Commandments. You remove the biblical worldview, something's going to fill that vacuum. Speak to us about that first.
Yeah, well, as we all know, and even the trailer mentioned decades ago, that our nation systematically removed Bible education from the public school day. And as the documentary really demonstrates, that has had disastrous effects. It's had disastrous effects on students, on families, on communities, on mental health, on character, even on academics. I mean, we live in a country where the public school system was really, in many ways, founded so that children would be able to read the Bible. I mean, the first law we have on the books about mandating public education explicitly says communities need to fund the education of their local children so that they can read the Bible. And we have gone, the pendulum has swung the complete other direction. It's had disastrous effects, and it's all been in the name of this concept of the separation of church and state. And while there can be some great discussions, great debates on what does that really mean, how should that manifest, one thing that this film makes clear, one thing we continually try to make clear, is that no matter how you slice the separation of church and state, what LifeWise does, it really is a manifestation of it, because students are physically separated from the public school to receive the Bible education. It is separate from state dollars. It is separate from state compulsion. And that's why this really does solve this dilemma of the separation of church and state, because there is a practical way to reach students with the Word of God that really is separate from the government.
This is such a great story and so needed in America, because I think a lot of Christians, conservatives, independents, just open-minded people understand there's major issues with the government-run schools and a lot of problems, a lot of that homeschooling, man, that movement is booming. But what you're doing is incredible. I want to give the website, friends, I don't think I did, lifewise.org. That's lifewise.org. And Joel, it's one night in theaters, the film, Off School Property. That's October 23. That's just several weeks away. So people can they get tickets on your site, or how's that going to work?
Yeah, so the movie is being released nationwide through the same company that brought The Chosen to theaters nationwide, through Fathom Entertainment. Okay. And there's a variety of places you can get tickets. I mean, you could go to your local theater website and get tickets. But perhaps the best way is to go to our website, lifewise.org. You can look up theaters near you that are carrying the movie. It's not in every single theater across the country. And so if you go to lifewise.org, you can put in your zip code and they'll show you any theater that's carrying it that's near you.
Great. Joel, explain released time religious instruction for us.
Yeah, so release time religious instruction is the strategy that LifeWise uses to provide Bible education to public school students. So again, we know the Bible was taken out of schools, but very few people realize that in 1952, the Supreme Court ruled that public school students can in fact be released from public school during school hours to attend religious classes if the program meets three criteria. If it's off school property, privately funded, and students have parental permission. This is sadly the best kept secret, or maybe what I would call the greatest missed opportunity of the American church to reach the next generation, because we've been wringing our hands about how the Bible has been taken out of schools. Here's this great opportunity. It's been around for over 70 years to integrate it back into the public school day.
It's funny. When you were talking, I was thinking about just the terminology released time. And I for some reason I heard set free, so they're set free from the bars and the prison of school to be able to go read or understand or be taught about the Bible. So it sounds like taking the kids off of school property can bring about some challenges for a Bible class. How does that all work, the logistics, Joel?
Yeah, well, you're hitting on it. I mean, perhaps the reason that this has been around for 70 years, you know, the Supreme Court ruled in 1952, but it hasn't really spread. Most people hear about this, and it's surprising to them. They've never heard of it, is because there are so many logistical barriers, right? You got to find a facility that's off school property. You got to find transportation. You got to find curriculum, staffing, funding, all those things. And that's why LifeWise exists. And 2018 is when I kind of, as the founder, bumped into this thing of release time and wrestled with the question, how can this great opportunity be here, but it's not being utilized? That was our conclusion, because there's so many barriers to entry. And so we set out to provide a plug and play program any community could implement without having to reinvent the wheel. And so there's a few obstacles to overcome. Like, you do need to find the church down the road. Sometimes there are transportation issues to figure out. Well, I mean, the way it works with our class is that usually we have a big red school bus that pulls up and picks students up and takes them down the road to usually the local church and brings them back. But we provide all the resources, training, templates, and tools to walk communities through that process, so that at the end of the day, it actually is pretty simple.
Wow. I'm looking at the navigation bars on your website. Sponsor a student, start LifeWise, find your school. Of course, people can donate. But under About, one of the tabs is for churches. Explain to us, is that what you just shared, that this is where some of the students go to learn the Bible during the day at churches?
Yeah, we need some sort of facility that's off school property, and that typically is churches, because nearly every school building in the country has a church within a mile. And so just practically speaking, the infrastructure, the literal physical infrastructure, is already there, these facilities where students can learn the Bible. But more than just being a facility, this program really is local church driven. We are providing the tools and resources, but sometimes we say LifeWise is just a t-shirt. You know, it is a tool for local communities to pick up and put to work, and that's typically done through the churches. And so when a LifeWise program gets started, a committee comes together. We like to see at least three churches partnering together on that committee, and then to pull it off, we have volunteers and donors and all sorts of people contributing from churches all over the communities.
So how are these programs funded? This is all private, right? You don't take any government money, obviously, because then there would be you know, strings attached. It's privately funded, Joel?
Yep, it's entirely privately funded, and that's usually through individuals. I mean, it does cost money to, you know, get a bus, put gas in it, to have curriculum, those types of things. But honestly, what we find is that financing the operation, that finding the donations in community by community, isn't the greatest obstacle, because when local individuals find out it's possible, when you have parents that are finding out, grandparents that are finding out that their students can receive Bible education as part of the public school day. I mean, we have people who've been waiting for decades for this type of opportunity. And so people are quick to raise their hands and get involved.
I would imagine that they're, I don't want to put this, so I don't want to sugarcoat this, that whenever you hear something like this, a great program like this, especially when it's Bible-based, there's going to be opposition, there are going to be adversaries, and there's going to be haters. You know, they call us haters, right, for saying the Bible is true and Jesus is the only way. But they actually hate the fact that this is going on, that people can, kids can go learn about God and the Bible. What kind of opposition do you guys face? Because I read something in the notes about LifeWise and a connection to Alliance Defending Freedom. Tell us about the opposition or any lawsuits or what happens there. I'm sure there's pushback on this.
Oh, yes. As you can imagine, there's certainly opposition. I'll say this. It is a small number of people. It's a very small minority. By and large, people are incredibly excited about what LifeWise is doing. Educators are excited. Parents are excited. However, there's a small segment of communities that sometimes will be very upset. I mean, they don't want students to have access to the Bible. They think the Bible is bad. You know, they think it was a victory to see the Bible taken out of schools. And so they can even mobilize, for example, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, based out of Wisconsin, when we started to see a lot of rapid growth where we're based here in Ohio, they've took it upon themselves to send a letter to every single school district in the state of Ohio saying, you shouldn't work with LifeWise, you don't need to work with LifeWise, stay away from LifeWise. However, it became comical because then immediately thereafter, our attorney general for the state of Ohio sent his own letter to every school district saying, no, you can totally work with LifeWise and you don't need to listen to this atheistic organization from Wisconsin. So it's been entertaining.
Joel, I'm embarrassed. We are in Wisconsin. We're just south of Green Bay. And I'm embarrassed of what comes out of Madison, which, you know, some people call it Moscow East. But that's for another story. Is it Moscow West? Anyway, so one of the things I wanted to ask you is there's been recent Supreme Court decisions on religious charter schools. What did that mean, or any of those decisions mean for LifeWise?
Well, what it means for us is we've seen nearly every issue that's come to the Supreme Court in recent years regarding religious liberty go in the direction of expanded religious liberty. And so that Praise just God. Strengthens our case. And in fact, that's what we're seeing even specifically with what we do, release time religious instruction. People will often hear what we do and they think, oh, this must be some holdover from a different generation. This is probably on the decline. This will probably eventually be taken out of the, you know, out of our laws, and this will not be allowed. But in fact, it's going the other direction. Just in the last 18 months, seven different states have passed laws specifically about release time to expand the practice, to clarify that if a parent wants this for their children, schools don't even have the ability to say no. And so what we're seeing at the Supreme Court level, at the state legislation level, that this is just expanding and the freedoms are growing.
This is, you know, I'm hearing your responses and I'm thinking, man, this, like you said, is one of the best kept secrets. A lot of parents that still have their kids in the public schools would be really encouraged to hear this is out there and this is possible if it's not already happening at their school. So again, friends, I want to point to October 23rd. That's when Off School Property will be in theaters, October 23rd. It's a Fathom event. And you can go to lifewise.org to get so much more info or even donate and find out how your church or what's going on locally that you can get involved. So, Joel, you know, Oklahoma has a mandate. They've been talking about teaching the Bible in their schools. Now, this has sparked a national debate. Of course, Oklahoma, God bless them. I know a pastor's there. It's one of the most conservative state, maybe, or one of the most. So it's no wonder they're pushing this. Praise God. But it has sparked a debate. Does this present any kind of a conflict? And I think I know part of your answer is going to be any kind of a conflict with teaching someone, who's going to teach the Bible in a public school, right? Is it going to be the history teacher? Right. You know, what's the curriculum going to be? Does this present any conflict with what you guys do with your instruction off school property and thoroughly teaching the Word of God?
I don't think it presents a conflict. I think it's complementary. I think that, you know, we want, in every way, we want more Bible. We want kids to attend church on Sunday mornings. And we want kids to attend Bible studies. Maybe it's Wednesday evenings. We want kids, if there's an opportunity to receive Bible education as part of their literature class or their history class, that sounds great. And then we certainly want them to receive it through a program like ours. And I would say a distinctive, and you mentioned it, is who's teaching the course, what's the lens through which the course is being taught. And I'm sure it's positive if it's the Bible being taught as history, being taught as a literature. However, it may be it may be taught secularly as well as simply history or simply literature, whereas what we're able to do, because it's off school property, we're able to teach it devotionally, and we're able to teach it as truth. We're able to teach kids Bible lessons and say, this is Jesus. He loves you. He died for you. You can turn to him. You can trust him. You can be changed. You can be forgiven. And so we're able to present the Word of God in that manner.
So off school property, from I was reading some of the notes in the description of it, you guys address Generation Z's spiritual hunger and their search for purpose. Can you give us a little bit more without giving too much away? Just share a little bit more about that, because I find that to be fascinating.
Yeah, well, what I think we're seeing in our culture today, and in fact, you can just turn on the news, and if nothing else, the recent events have shown us that our culture is hungering. The next generation is hungering. Yeah. It feels as though the pendulum reached its furthest point and is swinging back. You know, we tried to, as a society, to push God into the corner, to marginalize the things of God. We tried to create this secular, this neutral market square. And I think we're all finding that project has failed, that there is no such thing as spiritual neutrality, that people are spiritual beings, that they're hungering to talk about, to learn, to grow in spiritual matters. And that's nowhere clearer than in this next generation, which is one of the reasons it's such an exciting opportunity to be able to reach them during school hours. And it's one of the reasons it's such a big responsibility. We need to do everything we can to get the Word of God to them.
So truth, we need to promote the truth, get this out there, friends. You know, back to the subtitle and the separation of church and state, or the separation of biblical Christianity and culture, that's a problem for a lot of people because of a miseducation on that. How far or how deeply does the film go to maybe re-educate or inform people about that is just not in our Constitution? It was in a private letter, Thomas Jefferson. Most of people know the whole story, but maybe not a lot of Americans because of the media and the usual suspects.
Yes, it certainly does touch on that. In fact, we had the wonderful opportunity to interview several scholars. I mean, you have George Barna is in the film. You have awesome. Carlos Campo, who is the CEO of the Museum of the Bible, is in the film. John Stone Street is in the film. But one of the individuals interviewed is Kelly Shackelford, who leads First Liberty, this organization that, number one, represents us and also has won multiple Supreme Court cases in the last several years. And his interview, he's able to break that down of this thing of the separation of church and state and what religious liberty we really do have access to in this country.
So, Joel, we're running out of time with you. So two more questions, hopefully. Misconceptions or maybe what kind of ignorance do you want to dispel, or we want to use this film to what are some of the most maybe confusing things to people that they have this idea that's wrong about what you guys do, taking children off of school property to teach them the Bible?
Well, I think the main thing is that most people are walking around thinking that it is impossible, it is illegal to make Bible education available to public school students during school hours. And so this film utterly shatters that by explaining how it is legal, and not only that, how practically people could even get involved in making that happen in their community. I think the other thing it dispels for those who are skeptical who are uncertain, who are trying to create this neutral zone in the public schools, might think that giving access to Bible education all of a sudden takes a school out of neutral territory. And the film argues quite differently, that to mandate Bible education may be a non-neutral position, but also to completely eliminate it and to prohibit it also makes the school to be not neutral. And so the way to make it neutral is to create an option where students, where parents can opt their students in to take Bible education, which is what you have with something with release time and something like LifeWise.
So Joel, LifeWise.org, I need to get a lot of people to go there after hearing this and watching this. What's one of the steps that parents or churches can do to maybe start one of these? I'm looking at right on your website under the navigation, start a LifeWise. And one of the things is collecting signatures. It's not that complicated. Please explain that. Run that down for us.
Yes, I'm so grateful that you're asking this question. You know, what next steps can you take? They are very simple. We have laid out a simple 10-step process to get a local program started to reach local students. But it starts, of course, with step one, and it is very simple. What we ask communities to do is to collect 50 signatures of people who are simply saying, yes, I would like to see this in our community. That helps kick things off, helps get us going in the right direction. And we've made it simple through our website. If you go to LifeWise.org, you can click Find Your School, and you can find any school district in the nation. There's a page dedicated to every school district. You can just put in your zip code. You can search your school district name. You can find your local school district and see where you are in the process. Are you still gathering signatures? Maybe there's already a steering committee. Maybe you already have school approval. There's 13,000 school districts, and we literally have thousands of them that have begun walking through this process. So go to LifeWise.org, find where your community stands, and find out how you can get connected.
Brother, thank you so much. This is so good. October 23rd in theaters. Friends, you can find LifeWise on Facebook, Twitter, or X, YouTube, Instagram. Joel, anything else? We've just got like 15 seconds or so.
I would just one more time reiterate that website. Go to LifeWise.org. You can do two different things there. You can find your local school district. You can get connected to the local movement. And you can find out how to get tickets to that film coming out on October 23rd. And I just also want to say thank you so much for this opportunity to share with your audience.
You're welcome. Very important. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, guys, share this one too. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.